The mitzvah that we call Shemitah is referred to in Parshas Bahar as Shabbat Haaretz. The reason we call it Shemitah is because in other places in the Torah it's referred to as Shemitah. But interestingly, here in Bahar it's called Shabbat Haaretz, the day for the land to rest. And of course, Shemitah in this way is very similar to Shabbat. Shabbat is the seventh day, and Shemitah is the seventh year. Torah presents the halachot of Shemitah in a way very similar to Shabbat. Sheshet yamim, work the field. Shesh shanim, work the field, and the seventh year cease from working. Just like it presents by Shabbat, both the 6 days of work and the seventh day of rest. What many people are less familiar with is that the Torah here refers to it as Shabbat Haaretz, both Lashem and Lochem. The first psukim speak about it being Shabbat Haaretz Lashem, which means that we recognize that God is the creator of the land and the one who gave it to us, and therefore we cease from work as a recognition of God's role in giving us the land and helping the fruit grow from the land. The second part of the description of Shemitah says, Shabbat Haaretz Lochem. And the Torah elaborates on the Lochem as including all people, you know, not both your family, all your family, and slaves, and all human members of society. And then the Torah elaborates and includes not only human beings, but the Chaya and the Behema that's out in the field. In fact, Chazal learned from this juxtaposition that human beings are only allowed to eat the fruits of Shemitah while there are still fruits available in the fields for the chayot and the behemot. It's a very broad, maybe egalitarian eating event where everyone is entitled to eat together, equally. No one can hoard, protect the fruits from others, and in fact, fruits that are protected from others are usur ba'achila to everyone. I think the broader concept behind this is the recognition that what grows from the ground is meant for everyone. Ultimately, our world needs property and possession, or else there would be complete bedlam. But the truth is that what God produces from the ground is meant for everyone, and Shemitah is a time where we remind ourselves of that by allowing everyone to eat equally. This is an important message and lesson throughout the other years of Shemitah as well, to realize that the produce God gives us is really meant to be used to help everyone. And that's why we mention later by ribis, interest, usury, which mentions money and fruit. God says don't use the fruits that you have to an extreme where you put other people back further and further in debt, because ultimately the extra that you have is meant to help other people. We express this recognition by not only using what we have for ourselves, but sharing part of it with others. The mitzvot of that matnos aniyim, leka, chicha, peyer, masrot, where we make sure that we're giving of what we benefit to others to enjoy as well.